Andy then.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. Yikes! So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Tis the season to satisfy your sweet tooth. Join West Grand Quality Foods this Saturday for the most delightful event of the year, the Holiday Cookie Walk. A winter wonderland of delicious cookies and sweets, beautifully arranged for you to stroll through and pick your favorites. Join Quality Foods at the West Grand location only this Saturday from 10 until 2 for a festive stroll of holiday sweetness. The Holiday Cookie Walk, where every step is a bit of delight. Get more details at qualityfoodswestrapids.com.
The morning show on WFHR, it's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
Center in Madison, a nice crowd filing in for the series opener between Wisconsin and Penn State. The Nittany Lions lead the all-time series, 27 wins, 19 losses three times. Badgers went 1-3 against this club last year and split at the Kohl Center in October, losing 2-1 and winning 4-0. 50th meeting between Wisconsin and Penn State. Mike Hastings, the Badgers' first-year head coach in his career. 311 wins, a winning percentage near 80%. Remarkable. Todd Konat, Nick Oliver, Kevin Murdoch, the assistant coaches. And folks, as we celebrate the 75th season of Wisconsin Badger hockey, we bring in a man that first called Badger hockey games 50 years ago and a man who joined the Badger coaching staff 50 years ago, Paul Brown and Bill Howard. Gentlemen, it's all yours.
Thank you, Brian. And Bill, very quickly, we better get to your keys of the game. You've been working on that for the whole pregame show.
Well, yeah, and then you can fire away and call the first shot in the goal.
There we go.
And the clues were dots. So what does the clue dot mean? You want to keep Penn State with their shots, and there'll be lots of them, from outside the dots toward the boards. So that's very important, keep them outside. And then you got to take away their drives to the net from the backside. They're going to get their shots. They're going to be not great angles, and you're going to have to take and block out on the backside. Second one was zones. Pretty simple. If the Badgers put their forecheck on and force Penn State to play defense, and they're not very good defensively, so if you bottle them up in that zone, that takes away a lot of their wide open scoring chances. And the last one, rules. And there are a lot of people that like my rules. And this rule, Hastings and I agreed on. We talked about it last weekend. and it's on the power play. It's called three passes. You make three passes on the third pass. If no one's open on the backside of the middle, you have to shoot. PB, shot and a goal coming up.
And we're underway. The Badgers moving from right to left. Penn State back in their own zone over to pick up the puck. It's Mack playing it around the boards on the far side. Bannell, Lindmark, and Horbath are out for the Badgers. Wisconsin back in their own zone. Lotch with it on the far wing. Plays it to center ice. Just underway. Wisconsin moving down in the corner on the left side, trying to pick up the puck. Out is the line of Horbach, Lindmark, and Bantle. The Penn State Nittany Lions will clear it. They tried to lead it to Bucco, intercepted at center ice, and it's played back down in the Penn State zone. Mack with it on the near boards. Up ice it comes to Lugris, and it's played back to the Wisconsin line on the far side. And they change up. Penn State and Wisconsin just underway in the first period. They've scored 17 goals for Penn State, and they've allowed 17. The Badgers have scored 14 and allowed 8. And Wisconsin trying to control it in the neutral zone. Tassie is out with Whitelaw and Fitzgerald. Played down in the corner on the left side. Going back over to try and set it up as Palosik. Looking for help to try and clear. Shot right on. Grannon kicked it to the boards. Play in the corner. Fink over to try and pick it up. This is the line that Brian was talking about, the freshman line. And a shot save is made by Graham. Point blank range. Good opportunity and pressure by the line of Wisconsin to the right point. The Badgers look to bring it in. And there's a drive, and that's blocked in traffic, and the save is made. And Bill, a couple of pretty good saves right there by Grannon.
Well, a great pad save by their goaltender off of De La Salle. And man, that was really looked like headed for the far right corner. He just got his pad out. But that's what the Badgers have to do. Get the puck deep, make them go back and play defense, and make sure your first and second guy get there and put some pressure on.
Lucius out with Cilia and DeSaint Val as the Wisconsin Badgers go back over to pick it up. It's Vorlicki with it, and Wisconsin controls it. Cilia with it up on the near boards. The play to the Penn State line and down in the left wing corner. Back going over to pick it up is Dowd around the boards. Lucius tried to hold the zone. It comes to center ice. Wisconsin breaks it up there. Schulz will play it back down in the corner on the far side. No score in the game. 17:48 remaining in the first period. The Nittany Lions with Crespo. Angle it off the backboards on the break to center ice. Play in the neutral zone. Pouquet with it, and he'll dump it down in the corner on the left side. At the point, it's held in by Janilla. And back, here's a break coming in. Moving it in. Finley shot, and it's deflected wide of the net on the breakaway. And Wisconsin down in the corner. Kerr over to pick it up. Kerr controlling the puck behind the net. Centered it right out in front. And it's cleared from in front of the net of the Penn State Lions. And back go the Badgers. And we've got a stoppage of play. Bill Howard on the icing call.
Again, Badgers a great opportunity as Finley turned the corner. But he came in on the off-wing side, and their defenseman got him a little bit on the inside and forced Finley to shoot the puck just a little wide. He's got to pull that trigger a little sooner before the D cuts him off.
Kerwin, Lampa, and Janiev out for Penn State. The Badgers counter with Bantle, Lindmark, and Horbach.
Notice Penn State does not have a shot on goal. Badgers are getting the puck in deep.
And it's played back down in the corner right now. The Wisconsin Badgers have four shots on the goal. And play continues, and it's knocked down and held on by Grannon. Bill, what do you see in Grannon as a goaltender?
Well, you know, he seems to stay within the blue. Good-sized goaltender. And he's already made one real key save. The other one by Finley, I don't think, hit the net. Went a little wide. But he seems to hold the position well. You got to get in front. You got to get the second shots. Get some traffic in front of him. But the Badgers come out with a good jump here early on.
And it's played back in behind the net of the Lions. Penn State turning, trying to come out of the zone with Lugris on the play to the Badger line. Knocked down there. Picked up. Bucco holding it in. There's a drive, and it's kicked away by McClellan. In goal tonight for the Badgers. Penn State tried to play it back to the point. It comes to center ice. The Nittany Lions with Berger on the play. In over the line, trying to chase it down in the corner is Lugaris. Behind the net, Wisconsin will turn. Both teams at full strength. Puck in the neutral zone, played to the Nittany Lion blue line in front of their bench. Badgers pick it up at center ice. With it on the near side is Cleveland in the lineup tonight for Wisconsin. Played back in behind. They try to whip it around the boards. Cleveland at the point holds it in. Around on the right side, Wisconsin with the play. Dexheimer with it, and it's played down in the corner on the left side. Both teams at full strength here in the early part of the first period. 4 minutes in. Shot and a goal! The Badgers get the goal by William Whitelaw. His fifth goal of the year. And Wisconsin leads it 1-0.
Patassi made the play. On the side of the net, gets the puck, passes between his legs to an open man in front of the net, and it gets buried by Whitehall. But a great, great feat. Pass between the legs, backhand pass, set up in front. But the Badgers are doing what we talked about, getting the puck deep, making them play D, putting the pressure on, not allowing Penn State to transition.
4:02, the time of the 5-on-5 goal scored, his fifth of the year by Whitelaw. And Wisconsin with the lead here in the first period. Back over to set it up is Mack. Mack will play it down in on the far side of the Badgers zone. Chasing it there is Vorlicki. Vorlicki looking for help, paired defensively with Schulz. Badgers deep in their own zone. As out is the line of Lucius along with Cilia and De St. Val. And coming in over the Penn State line, played back down deep in the zone along the back wall. Cilia turns, tries to control the play. Works it off the boards, and Penn State will backhand it out to center ice. Broken up and dumped back in by Schulz. Comes around over to Dexheimer as it comes on the wing. As Wisconsin turning, trying to bring it out. Janiev is out with Lampa and Kerwin. Play in front of the net, and Nittany Lions will turn and clear as they break it out of the zone with Mack. Chased down in the corner on the far side by Pouquet. 1-0 Wisconsin with 14:54 remaining in the first period. Down in the right side and back in the Badger zone. Pressure along the back wall, and it's centered out in front, and it's blocked and cleared by Wisconsin. And Tassi and Fitzgerald got the assists on the time of the goal at 4:02. And it's played along the far side. With it is Lampa. Lampa turns and fired it up the far wing. Wisconsin back over to set it up. Dexheimer on the break. Badgers look to come out of their own zone in a 1-0 game. Trying to chase it down. Lindmark, their shot and a goal! A beautiful goal scored by Bannell. His fifth of the year. And Wisconsin leads it 2-0 here early in the first period.
Great feed by Lindmark. Wide open on the backside battle, and he shot off the pass. Made no doubt about that one. Buried it. But the Badgers with great offensive pressure and not allowing many shots on goal by Penn State. But boy, some great feats. Two tremendous passes and two good goals for the Badgers.
The first of which came at 4:02 of the period and the second one at 5:43 of the period. And Wisconsin out in front, moving it up ice. Here's Laubach down in the corner. Laubach looking for help for DeMarcico. And play in the neutral zone, trying to pick it up, coming back in over the line. On the break, they try to move it to the slot, cleared in the corner by Wisconsin in the 2-0 game. 13:50 remaining in the period. Just inside the blue line, it's held there by Dowd. And the shot taken, and it's going to be played along the far boards. Bannell over trying to control. Going back over in behind the net. Wisconsin to turn, and they come out of their own zone. Moving it up ice, there's Palatichuk for Wisconsin. Dumps down in the corner. Around the boards on the break. Dexheimer looking to try and bring it out of the zone. Coming back, and the play down on the far boards. Back at center ice, Wisconsin's Cleveland with it. And it's banged around the boards back in behind Granite. Wisconsin with two early goals, the fifth of the year for Whitelaw and the fifth of the year also for Bantle. Play along the boards, coming over to pick it up. And along the boards on the near side, it's dumped down in the corner on the near boards. going back over to try and set it up is Lampa. Penn State comes out of their own zone with the play. Both teams at full strength. No penalties called so far. In front of the Badger bench, Wisconsin will regroup. On the wing, it comes to Shills. Shills was pressured there. Played around the boards. Wisconsin looking for the breakout. DeSaint foul on the lead. Over to Lotch. Lotch in front of the Nittany Lion bench. Little scrum for the puck. And DeSaint foul tried to free it. The Lions turn and they come back in. Flip it down in the corner on the left side of the Badger zone. Sarlo is out with his line mates. And Wisconsin will turn and bring it back up ice in a 2-0 game. Driven around the boards by Lucius, the leading scorer for Wisconsin with 14 points. Play to the point on the near side. Wisconsin trying to hold it in with Pilatichuk. But Penn State will turn and bring it back to the blue line of the Badgers. This is Lugris with a shot and a goal. Lugris gets the upper left-hand corner of the net for his sixth goal of the year, and it's 2-1, Wisconsin.
Not a very good goal. Ken came down the right side from beyond the top of the circle. Yeah, I don't think he was trying to even score. Just threw it up on the net, and McLennan just whiffed it. Upper blocker side, and he just whiffed it. And you don't see him do that very often. He's been solid in the net all year. That might be the softest goal he's given up this season. And it lets Penn State back in the game a little early on here because the Badgers were in full control. So I guess the old saying, when in doubt, throw it on the net.
And it's played along the boards down in the corner. Badgers go back with Lindmark banging it around the boards trying to clear it. And it's a 2-1 game now. There's a shot and the save. McClellan's down, but he gathers in the puck and stops the action.
Good comeback by McClellan there. Made a good save, covered up quickly. But you can see how quickly the momentum changed. All of a sudden, Penn State's right at the net, banging at the door. Good cover by the goaltender and good clear out in front. But, boy, the game changes so quick. Up 2-0. I think Penn State had two shots on goal, had established no forechecking pressure, come down, get a fluke goal, and the next shift come back and have a couple good chances.
7-6 in shots now in the game. Penn State, their forward line that's out is Cervano, along with Doiak and Puket.
Yeah, get those names right, will you, PB?
And it's played around the ports, around over to Dexheimer. Wisconsin will turn and come out of their own zone, controlling the puck. This is Dick with it. He's out with Stramel and Finley on the forward line. And Penn State turns, and they'll work it up the near boards on the break. Here's Puket coming in over the line on the drop pass. They try to give it off on the play to Grattan, but he couldn't get the shot off. Badgers will go back, and Finley plays it behind the goal. Wisconsin 2-1 in the lead here with 11 minutes remaining in the period. Finley trying to skate it down in the left wing corner. Comes around on the play over to Dick. The Badgers work the near boards around to the far point. And Vorlicki with it. Vorlicki turning with the play. Back out on top. Shot blocked in traffic. Rebound fired wide. Pressure by Wisconsin. Down deep in the zone by Schultz. Works the boards on the near side. Wisconsin with goals so far tonight in the game by Whitelaw and also by Bantle in the 2-1 game. And the goal by Lugris for Penn State. It's his sixth goal of the year, and it came at 8:09 of the period.
And you take a look there at that icing, and that's actually a good thing. The Badgers get a change there. Lindmark really getting worked over in front of the net. Nothing called, and not a penalty in the game. But the momentum's changed a little bit. One of the things I'm noticing, and I hope Hastings and the staff pick it up, is their third man in the offensive zone is delaying, and he's wide open coming down the middle.
And coming up ice, both teams again at full strength. Palasek is out on the ice for Penn State. Also out is Berger defensively. And the play out for Wisconsin. It's Tassi along with Fitzgerald and Whitelaw on that forward line.
What I was saying there, PB, is the back checker is almost coming back too far to the net and not picking up their third man.
Lotch works the wing on the near side, back in the Badgers zone. 9:55 remaining here in the first period. Dumped down in the corner on the far side. Lotch over to pick it up. Badgers will regroup and start up ice. They control the play at center ice. Fitzgerald with it. Comes in over the lines, cleared from his stick. And whistle and play is going to be stopped. This is Badger hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Expand your tool set with professional power tools from Menards. Metabo represents the gold standard in nailers and cordless power tools. Whether you're at home or on the job site, tackle any building project with Metabo. Power tools make great gifts. Grab the cordless 18-gauge brad nailer, ideal for trim work and molding installation, now on sale for $199.99. Sale price good through December 11th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alion Energy. Visit AlionEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. Badger hockey also brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Paul?
Out is the line of Lucius Cilia and DeSaint Fal for the Badgers. Penn State back in their own zone, looks to clear the puck on the near side. Badgers try to pinch with Palatichuk and hold it in. But the Nittany Lions work it to the blue line of Wisconsin and play deep in the zone in the corner, and back goes Dexheimer. Dexheimer with it on the break. They come out of the zone up the far wing. Both teams at full strength. Badgers leading it by a goal in the first period. We're nearing the 9-minute mark. And Penn State looking for the lead pass. It's tipped off the stick of Fink. And Fink having, as Brian mentioned in the pregame, a great season already. He has 16 points in his last 10 games. That freshman who was originally committed to Wisconsin changed his mind. And Wisconsin Cilia with it. Cilia moving it up ice. Cilia only one goal in his last 10 games for the Badgers. And going back over to pick it up, Vorlicki with it. Badgers turn and bring it out to center ice. Pukat broke it up there. And he'll drop it back to Grattan. Grattan back in his own zone, cross ice on the play over to Mack. Headmanning it at center ice. And Grattan with it, stick handling with a puck, comes in over the line. Off in the play, that shot steered away as the drive was in on McClellan. We've got 7-7 in shots in the game, and Wisconsin trying to chase it down. Lindmark is out with his line mates of Horbach on the right side and Bannell. In front, there's a backhander taken by Bannell, but it's cleared to the far wing. Lotch tried to hold the zone. Juniev is out now with Lampa and Kerwin for Penn State as their number one forward line. And Juniev with the puck comes off on the play. The pass comes to Palasek. Palasek in over the line. They drop it. Lampa with a drive and this knocked out in front. The rebound is blocked in front.
That's a third man high, PB, I was talking about, wide open.
And it's played down in the corner on the near side. We're at 2-1 here in the game. 7:20 remaining in the first period. Badgers at center ice. Turning with it is Berger. Berger ahead on the play, both teams setting it up, trying to get control of the play at center ice. Dumped down in the corner by Bucco and chased back by Schulz of Wisconsin. Penn State back to the point on the near side. Dowd holds it there, played it back in behind the net of Wisconsin. Penn State trying to control it with Lugris, who's out with Bucco and Sarlo. Badgers work it up ice on the left wing to Finley. Finley out with Dick and Stramel. Turn back in over the line. There's a shot, and that was taken by Lugris. Wide of the net. Badgers go back, and they'll play it along the far boards, turning, trying to bring it out of their own zone. With it is Kerr. Kerr paired defensively with Lotch. A very good, solid pairing in that defensive twosome there.
Boy, the game's changed here a lot because Penn State's forcing neutralized turnovers. The Badgers are not getting the puck in deep. And Penn State now all of a sudden is going to have better puck possession.
And here's a potential setup. And they've got Fink right in front of the net. He tried to tip it, but it went wide. So what do the Badgers have to do differently, Bill? What's got to change here?
Well, they're making that long pass in a, from inside their blue line to through neutral ice. They just turn it over and neutral ice, and back comes Penn State right away. They've got the momentum right now.
And it's tipped out, and back going over to pick it up is Mack of Penn State. But whistle, and we've got play stopped, and our first penalty of hooking called in the game.
But it changed a lot when the Badgers... I'll give you two examples. Fitzgerald was one, and I think Finley was the other one. They came down one on two, and instead of putting the puck deep, make them go back and get the puck and play defense, they tried to dangle through, turn it over. Penn State flies back the other way, puts the pressure on, and boy, that third guy sometimes as a defenseman sliding down is wide open in that high slot.
And the Badgers with a power play opportunity. They are led in power play goal scoring. Tassi has a total of four leading on the power play goals.
Three pass rule.
One, two, three, shoot. And there's a shot by Dixheimer. Play comes back to the point on the near side. Badgers have the man advantage. With it is DeSaint Fowl between the circles on the drop to Dixheimer. There's a shot by Cilia. And it was partially blocked. Cilia gets it back down in the corner. Comes to DeSaint Fowl. Back over to Dixheimer. They try to tip it out in front. Cilia. And they've also got in front of the net Bannell. Badgers with a man advantage. We have 1 minute, 19 seconds remaining in a power play in a 2-1 game. Here's DeSaint Fowl with it on the drop to Dixheimer. On the wing, it comes to Lucius. Lucius controlling the play. Moves it around to the far wing, looking for the outlet of the pass to Cilia. It comes to the point with Dixheimer. Here's Dixheimer with a puck, almost lost it, gets control of it back, comes to DeSaint Fowl. Back over to Dixheimer. They try to go backside on the wing over to Cilia. It's picked up by DeSaint Fowl, back over to Cilia. Here's Cilia with a puck on the near side, back over to Dixheimer. And they try to drive it toward the net. Badgers have 40 seconds remaining in the man advantage, and Penn State will clear it out of their own zone as Berger dumps it the length of the ice.
Both teams gas, making full changes. Boy, they box in down low on power play. They're willing to give you that outside shot.
Wisconsin coming out of their own zone, still with a man advantage, coming in over the line. Badgers working the puck. Dick had it. Tried to go far across the ice, and whistle and play stopped at the blue line of Penn State.
Every Badgers power play this season brought to you by Kunis.
They had good pressure on the power play, but kept outside in the perimeter. They really sag them back, at least three guys back inside the dot, one on top, forcing the play. But Badgers hung onto the puck too much. Pass. First power play, they made three passes, shot, best chance they had.
And Wisconsin goes back in their own zone to regroup to play behind the net. Pilatichuk has it.
They're breaking my rule.
More than two or three passes, huh?
Well, three is the limit. Then you have to shoot.
Well, I don't think they're listening to you. Here's Fink coming in over the line. Here's Fink and a shot in the drive. The save is made as Laubach and Fink had the opportunity to score there. The Nittany Lions will... take the play, and the Badgers turn and try to bring it out of their zone. And Wisconsin did not convert on the power play. Fitzgerald on the left wing boards. Play along on the left side with 3 minutes, 18 seconds remaining in the period. And the play just inside the blue line with a shot. Finley tried to take the rebound. And Stramel came over to try to hold the zone. Penn State comes in over the Wisconsin line on the rush and the wing shot. And McClellan with the save.
Another turnover. And that's been the difference here in the last six, 7 minutes after the Badgers came out with a great jump. All of a sudden you turn it over, and that's the way Penn State wants to play. They want to play in about two-thirds of the ice. They don't like playing in their defensive zone, and they're not very good. But, boy, they're flying guys across. Badgers' defense are backing up a little bit, giving the zone, and the guy back-checking has got to get more pressure on the puck.
Face-off coming up to the right side of McClellan. Both teams are back at full strength here. out is the line of Kerwin, Lampa, and Cheniev for Penn State. Wisconsin has Bantle out on the ice with Lindmark and Horbaugh. Play comes along the wing on the far boards. Erlusius is out, actually, along with broken line combination here, and we'll have the play back to the Wisconsin blue line. Puck at center ice with 2:33 remaining. And Cilia is out on the play.
That's because of the power play unit, yep. So they have to juggle the lines a little bit.
And it's along the boards, comes to center ice. Janiev comes in over the line. Janiev tried to work it to the net, but it's going to be cleared by Schulz. Around the boards on the far side, Lugris tried to move it. And at the point, there's a shot by Mack, and that went wide. Grafton holding it in at the point on the far boards. 2-1 the score here in the first period. Badgers scored at 4:02 and 5:43 of the period. Both 5-on-5 goals, and then Penn State came back at 8:09 and scored.
Well, you notice what Penn State's doing now. They're in a 2-3. Two guys forechecking inside the blue line, three across a neutral ice. So now the Badgers are having difficulty getting the puck through neutral ice, which means if you don't get it through neutral ice, you turn it over or you can't dump it in without icing. But they've gone to a 2-3 when they don't have possession on the forecheck.
And play along the boards on the near side, and Penn State going back in their own zone. And back over to pick it up is Berger, and the Badgers try to hold the zone. Just outside the blue line of Penn State, and it's going to be driven back by Dexheimer, back in behind Granin. Play goes up over the glass and out of play with 1:32 remaining here in the first period.
And boy, that adjustment by Penn State, because the Badgers really had full control. They were quick up, they were out of their zone, they were attacking, and then that little adjustment took away neutral ice, and you could see the turnovers. I bet the first 10 minutes, I bet the Badgers maybe had one turnover. In the last 10 minutes, I bet they've had six or seven. And allows them to counterattack, put the pressure on where they're good in the offensive zone.
Tassi is out on the forward line with Whitelaw and Fitzgerald. Play along the boards near side, Penn State zone. Bucco with it, lifts it high in the air, and it bounces all the way back in the Badger zone. Wisconsin will try to clear it with Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald is tripped up. There are no penalty called. And the play comes on the wing. Badgers turn, and with it is Whitelaw. Whitelaw dumps it in on the left side. Granin will whip it around on the boards to Berger, far side on the break. And coming up ice, Penn State comes in over the line, and the play, the shot driven towards McClellan, but it's cleared to the wing on the near boards. We're down to 51 seconds remaining here in the period. Badgers with a one-goal lead. Play at center ice, controlled by Kerr. Kerr trying to play it in over the line. Badgers regroup just outside the blue line. Shot hit the pipe, bounced down right in front.
Looked like the first goal of the Penn State got.
Yeah, it did. Comes
except
back.
It hit the pipe.
And there's a drive. Lucius in front of the net. And the play along the boards near side. We're down to 23 seconds remaining in the period. Lotch with it from the point, and a drive there deflected in the corner. Coming over to try and pick it up, D. St. Val. But it's going to be turned away by Crespo. Crespo with it in front of the Penn State bench. We'll play it in over the Wisconsin line. Badgers turn and back up ice they come. And that's taken away. Up and down action here late in the period. Play at center ice, and we've come to the end of the first period. Bill, a quick summary.
Well, it's interesting that the Badgers almost got a cheap goal right at the end as D. St. Fell came down the right side, didn't have a play, threw it on the net, off the blocker, off the pipe, up over the goalie's head to the side of the net. So, tale of two periods. Badgers dominated the first 10, and Penn State made a change and dominated the second 10, and the Badgers are going to have to do something about the neutralized turnovers and how they're going to play that 2-3-4 check.
Shots on goal, the Badgers with 11, Penn State with 9. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Recapping the scoring in the opening period, freshman William Whitelaw, his fifth goal of the season. Beautiful setup by Simon Tassi and Christian Fitzgerald at 4:02. Badgers up 1-0. They made it 2-0 a minute 41 later when Carson Bantle finished off feeds from Owen Lindmark and Charlie Stramel for Bantle, his fifth of the year. And then for Penn State, they get on the board Dylan Lugris at 8:09 from Danny Genia. Lugris' sixth goal of the season. Wisconsin 11 shots on goal, Penn State 9, Kyle McClellan 8 saves, Noah Grannon, the German Town native, made 9. Only one penalty in the opening period. It went to Penn State. The Badgers unable to convert on their power play. So after one period of play, Wisconsin leads Penn State 2-0. American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company SI and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. The American Family Insurance First Intermission Report is next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast tonight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 36. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for mixed precipitation tomorrow, 39, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Bye.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game. One lucky winner will receive 4-game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Wisconsin leads Penn State 2-1. The American Family Insurance first intermission report. The Wisconsin women's hockey team opened a 2-game series at Minnesota tonight, and the second-ranked Gophers scored 4 unanswered goals after the third-ranked Badgers had taken a 2-1 lead early. Gophers beat Wisconsin 5-3. Series finale tomorrow afternoon at Ritter Arena. And in the Big Ten, league-leading Michigan State knocked off Notre Dame 5-2. The Spartans fired 56 shots at Notre Dame goaltender Ryan Bischel, who made 51 saves. Trey Augustine 35 for the Spartans, who now have 22 points atop the Big Ten, 4 points better than the Badgers, who are hoping for 3 points here tonight against Penn State. And Minnesota held off Ohio State 5-4 in Columbus. Jimmy Snuggerud, 2 goals and an assist for the Gophers, who are now in 3rd place in the Big Ten standings. Again, Wisconsin leads Penn State 2-1. More coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Badger fans, ring in the holiday season with your Wisconsin men's hockey team. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on Mike Hastings and the Badgers as they take on Big Ten foes on home ice at the Kohl Center. For more information on Wisconsin men's hockey and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/PoweringBeyond.
William Whitelaw and Carson Bantle, first period goals for the Badgers, who lead Penn State 2-1. Cleary Building Corp. If you can dream it, Cleary can design it with their dream-making software. Visit ClearyBuilding.com. That's your AmFam first intermission report. The Badgers and the Nittany Lions drop the puck on the second period, coming up here in just a few moments. And the second period faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
The Todd Alma Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say it, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, our veterans.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
And once again, here's Paul Brown and Bill Howard.
Bill, adjustments very quickly the Wisconsin Badgers have to make.
Well, I've talked about neutral ice play, and you've got to bring the puck up more. It isn't a quick up like it should have been early on in the game, and that 2-3 is causing the Badgers problems in neutral ice, allowing Penn State to get the puck on net and forecheck, which is their strength. The Badgers had a number of chances to get the puck deep, didn't get it deep, and you got to put pressure on their defense, which is the weakest part of their game.
And the opening line for the Badgers here in the second period will be Bantle along with Lindmark and Horbach. And it's Kerwin, Lampa, and Janiev for Penn State. The Nedney Lions playing from our right to our left. The Badgers left to right here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Lotch back over to pick it up. Comes around over to Kerr on the break up to Horbach. And he'll play it back down in the corner. Picked up the pass. Bantle overskated the puck down in the right wing. In behind the net of Wisconsin. Badgers trying to pressure and hold it in. Lotch with it along the far boards. Turning with it is Bantle. Bantle looking for help to try and set it up for the play. In the slot. Shot hit the pipe.
All by himself.
Came right back out as Bantle right out in front. Lotch back in the zone of the Badgers. Wisconsin leading it 2-1, comes up the near boards on the break, controlling the puck in over the line, moving it in, shot and a goal!
Bantle
gets the goal, his second of the night, and his sixth of the year, and the Badgers score early in the second and lead it 3-1.
Looked like the start of the first period. They came right out, moved the puck. The counterattack didn't give Penn State a chance to set up their forecheck. Wide, long pass, and Mantle, who rang it off the pipe, had the complete open net. I might have been able to score that one. Hit the pipe, then gets the breakaway and buries it in the upper corner.
48 seconds into the period, the Badgers take a two-goal lead. Out for Wisconsin now is Fitzgerald, Whitelaw, and Tassie.
Was that Dexmeyer that gave him that long pass?
Yes.
And that
I
put him in.
Was.
That was a great pass.
And Penn State will drive it in on the goaltender tonight, McClellan for the Badgers. Wisconsin back in behind their own net, looking to break it out of the zone. Pressure, Lugris with it, played it behind the net of Wisconsin. Badgers work the near wing to try and break it out of the zone, the play to center ice. Berger goes cross ice on the play. And it'll be played in over the line, but the Badgers move it to the blue line of Penn State. The Nedney Lions work the wing on the near side. Badgers try to pressure to hold it in. Tassie with it with a backhander out in front. He got too deep, couldn't get off the drive. As right out in front was Fitzgerald, but he couldn't get off the shot as he was too deep past the goal.
Got a little cue with the puck in tight, but didn't have the space.
And it's going to be set up on the far boards. Wisconsin with a two-goal lead here in the second period. Same two teams tomorrow night at 7 o'clock here at the Kohl Center. If you haven't watched the Badgers lately, come on back. Take a look. I think you're going to like what you're going to see. Moving it up ice, controlling it. The play just outside the line. Lucius is out as Wisconsin tries to get the Cilia line out. And Lucius, there's a drive, and that went off the plexiglass all the way to the right point. Play along the far boards, trying to handle it. On the wing was DeMarcico. And it's between the slots, comes back. That shot is blocked. Penn State will dump it deep in the zone of Wisconsin. Warlicki will go back. Warlicki behind the net. Got some pressure there from Doiak. And the play along the boards. Lucius tried and did pick up the puck to bring it out. He slides it on the break to DeSaint Phal. DeSaint Phal moved it toward the Penn State net, turned away by the Nittany Lions. They come through center ice on the left wing. Phuket looking for help. The Badgers trying to bring it out of the
penalty
zone.
Penalty, and the Badgers.
And it's going to be played along the boards. Penn State, Wisconsin gets control of the puck, but it's going to be power play hockey for the Nittany Lions. They've got 15 on the year.
So just to show you what happens when you get old, I thought four made the great pass, Stecksheimer, and it was 24 that made the great pass. And our chief engineer over here and our spotter, Brian Posick, had to correct me. 24 made the great cross-ice pass that put Bantle in. And now the momentum gets taken away because of a tripping penalty and a lazy tripping penalty.
Faceoff coming up back in the zone of Wisconsin to the right side of McClellan.
I always thought if you're going to get a penalty, Paul, get your money's worth.
Yeah. Played back along the far boards, back Granin in goal. He's out of Germantown, Wisconsin, playing for Penn State. Reportedly about 25 to 30 people that know him from the Wisconsin area, most of them, I'm sure, are here at the game tonight somewhere. And the play comes back in the neutral zone. Trying to skate over and pick it up is Lindmark. Yeah, but it's turned away and brought by Dow Jr. to Lampa. Lampa chasing it down in the corner. Vorlicki and Lampa go after the play. Lotch comes over to try and help out and works it along the back wall. And Wisconsin back in their own zone. Will flip it out on the far side. Here's Cilia chasing it down one-on-one against Dowd. And Cilia went down, moved it to the net. It's blocked and turned away.
Penn State only 4 of 25 on the power play, 16%. And Badgers one of the best penalty-killing units in the nation.
And it's going to be 16.9 goals allowed in 27 games, leading the nation, as Bill just mentioned. Play along the boards on the far side, 3-1 Wisconsin. Just inside the blue line, Mack with it. Mack with the play to the wing on the left, and it's turned back by DeSaint Phal.
Good rotating pressure up high. Force the issue and the turnover. They're ice to puck. Get four fresh people out to kill the penalty.
And Simon Mack ahead on the lead, and it's driven down back in behind McClellan. Vorlicki is there for the Badgers, looking for help from Lotch. And the play comes back out to center ice. We're down to 18 seconds on the tripping call, and then the Badgers would be back at full strength.
Penn State didn't have a shot on goal.
And it's backhanded down on the near side by Fitzgerald. And the Nittany Lions will go back. They come up ice on the break. They lead it in over the Wisconsin line. Berger with it, fired it, and play is going to be stopped. And Wisconsin is back at full strength. The tripping penalty time is up.
And never got a shot on goal, really never got it set up. Badgers did a great job of pressuring up high. Iced the puck, put good pressure on when they did ice it. So that penalty did not hurt the Badgers at all.
Faceoff coming up to the right side, back in the Nittany Lions zone. The Badgers in the faceoffs, by the way, sixth in the nation in NCAA in faceoff percentage, but they lost 10 of 15 in the first period.
Got to cheat more.
And it's played back along the wing as Wisconsin goes back. Kerr with it up on the far side. Coming in over the line. Badgers try to work the wing to set up the break. And Stramel out. And it's played, moving it in, shot and a goal by Finley as he ripped it for his fifth goal of the year. And Wisconsin gets a 4-1 lead in this game.
Neutralized turnover by Penn State. Great counterattack by the Badgers. Good drive to the net, buried it in the lower corner. And I wonder when there will be a change in the net. Got to make some big saves to keep Penn State in it. Not doing it, but good shots, a good attack, good drive to the net, and buried it in the lower left corner, glove side.
5:21, the time of the goal. Two in this period so far for the Badgers. It was a 2-1 score after the first period of play.
Well, I wrote down in my notes that the game's now over. First team to four wins, so I might be wrong. Heavens, imagine that. I might predict the score wrong. First team to four wins, so the Badgers are to four.
Be the first time in 25 years he made a mistake.
Well, I might not be wrong. I said, didn't say score four. I said the first team to four wins. So,
and Stramel picked up an assist on that. That's his second of the night and his second of the year. And
boy, good feeds on their goals. Well, putting the players in.
And going along the boards on the near side, coming over to pick it up is Dick. And he'll whip it down in the zone. Around on the far side, the Badgers won their last three games at home so far this year. They have a 7-1 record. And that's the best since the 2013-14 season.
And the Badgers come right out with a good jump again. Made the adjustment, a little bit of neutral ice, but Penn State never got a chance to set up their forecheck. The Badgers turned it, got it back up ice quickly, and counterattacked and got some wide open drives to the net and buried them. I like Mantle's goal, though. Hits the pipe on a wide open one, comes back 10 seconds later and buries him. So he can go to the bench and say, I'm 1-for-2. Well, actually, we'll give him 1.5-for-2 because he hit the pipe.
And it's played down in the corner. Fitzgerald is back out for the Badgers. Also on that line, Tassie and Whitelaw. And the Nittany Lions will work it through the neutral zone. And over the Wisconsin line, with it is Crespo. He tried to work it in, and the save is made. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Faceoff coming up back in the Badgers zone. McClellan in goal for the Badgers. 28-27-2 in his career with a goals against average of 246 and a save percentage, Howie, at 92%. That's the number about you'd like to see, right?
Well, there's some reasons for him playing well. When we get some time, we can talk about that, because there are a lot of things that are being done to help him.
He's getting a lot of support, isn't he, after the initial shot?
The system that Hastings likes to play is keep the shots outside the dots. Force the shot from out there. We'll give him that all night long. Protect the backside and the middle. So the goaltender only has to concentrate on that drive from the outside. Make that first save. Doesn't have to be so concerned about someone on the backside. So that kind of play helps that goalie focus in on that first shot, and he's done a great job of handling the first shot.
Mike Hastings, 311 victories to his credit in 25 years of coaching. And in those 25 years, he's never had a losing season.
He called me old school, so I called him old school.
And the play comes to the point on the near side. Badgers at full strength with Penn State. 12:25 remaining in the second period. 4-1 Wisconsin. Play along the boards on the far side. And Wisconsin tried to move it back door. They had a chance there for Palatichuk, but the pass didn't work. They try to maintain possession of the puck behind the net. Wisconsin back in the Penn State zone. They'll work the wing and try to carry it back to the point. And Finley with it with a drive, and that's blocked and cleared back up the ice.
If he didn't have a lane, he should have put it deep. Now it's a turnover. Now we got to come back and go the other way.
And it's played down to the right wing corner of the Penn State zone. Tassie chasing the puck. And it comes to the wing, and Penn State will turn and try to bring it out of the zone. Skating up ice, trying to skate it down is DeMarcico, but an icing will be called, and that'll draw the faceoff back in the zone of the Nittany Lions.
Well, you see what Penn State's trying to do. They can't handle the forechecking pressure just like the first 10 minutes of the first period, so they're flying a guy, throwing it out deep, see if they can get some of that pressure off that the Badgers are putting on them.
Faceoff coming up to the left side, back in the Nittany Lions zone, both teams at full strength. Whitelaw with his drive in front, and Tassie
whiffed. He was wide open and he whiffed on the backside.
And coming up ice in over the line as back goes Vorlicki. Vorlicki will try to bring it out of the zone. On the rush, he comes up ice. On